for tuning in. I'm Sydney Hunt, Senior Communication Specialist for Clear Creek ISD. And today we're bringing our podcast on the road. We are at the West Ag Barn. We're going to take you behind the scenes of our FFA program and our upcoming CCISD, our 40th annual livestock show and auction coming up next week. So with me today is JT Buford, who is in charge of the FFA students and this event. So thank you for being here. Absolutely. I think let's start out with, what is your role in CCISD, and can you explain that?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm a CTE program manager, specifically over technical education, work with all of our ag science courses and shops throughout the district, as well as produce, with the help of our great ag teachers, the CCISD Livestock Show and Auction, which is coming up next week.
Awesome. And before we get to the event details, let's first talk about the FFA program. It has just blossomed over throughout the last, 20, 30 years in CCISD. And can you talk through what the program offers and who can participate?
Yes, ma'am. So the FFA program is something that's near and dear to my heart as a former Clear Creek ISD, Clear Creek FFA member. And it's a program for students that are enrolled in ag education in any one of our CTE courses that fall under that ag science umbrella. They can become part of the FFA program. And then from there, they can jump in and join part of our leadership development teams, career development events, and then show livestock, specifically here at the Clear Creek ISD Livestock Show, or go out to Galveston County, Houston Livestock Show. The limits are endless.
Lots of opportunities. And in terms of course offerings, you said CTE, that's our career and technical education program in Clear Creek ISD. What kind of course offerings are available for these students?
Yes, ma'am. So specifically for our FFA members, that's going to be under our agriculture umbrella. We've got things like principles of agriculture, floral design is a really popular one, introduction to ag mechanics. You've got all the veterinary or animal type courses, livestock production. You've got vet med applications, practicum of vet med, where we've got students actually working in local community vet offices, getting certifications that they can take with them post high school.
That program is amazing. I mean, you graduate with potentially a certification, yes, to where while you're going through college to either become a vet or a vet tech, you can work in a vet office during college. And I think that's just amazing.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right.
And so speaking of CTE programs, I wanted to let our listeners know that our career and technical education application open today, January 14th. And so this is for next school year. So our high school students can get online, log in with your student ID and fill out that application and apply to those, such as the programs that we just talked about. So why do you think it's important for students to have these hands-on opportunities, such as the livestock show and everything they get to do in the classroom?
Yes, ma'am. So through career and technical education, our ag program, our FFA program, we're building leadership skills, personal growth, career success. Those are the fundamentals, really, of FFA. And we're helping these students earn high-wage jobs when they're leaving the classroom, leaving high school, whether that's into college or straight into industry. And we're giving them opportunities to set themselves up for success lifelong.
And we're always expanding on these programs, yes, as well. We have the welding program that opens to students next year at Clearview High School, which is open to any high school student, correct?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And so just a lot of great opportunities. So today we're here at the Ag Barn because we have the 40th annual CCISD Livestock Show and Auction coming up next week here at the Ag Barn. Can you talk through what happens during this event?
Yes, ma'am. So this is our go time. This is our best event of the year. And we have students. We currently have about 200 students that are registered exhibitors into our livestock show that started raising animals back in May, steers back in May. And next week, we're going to exhibit pigs, steers, lambs, goats, turkeys, chickens, rabbits, and then our non-animal projects like ag mechanics, floral design, visual arts, food science, all of these different things where students are going to compete against each other to be named best of show or grand champion. And then we host an auction on Thursday night next week where our community is going to come out and support these students in a big way. And all of those proceeds go back to our students to either put into another project or to help them further their education.
And these are such hardworking students, and we're going to talk to some of them today. That's the beauty of being on location, and we're going to see some of the animals that they've been raising. So we have one over here. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi,
can you introduce yourself and what school you go to?
Yes, ma'am. My name's Naomi Browning. I go to Clearbrook High School.
And how long have you been in the program?
I've been in the program since freshman year, so 4 years now.
Awesome. And who do we have here?
This is my CCISD steer. His name is Sauce.
It's his first hit television debut. And what's your favorite part about the program?
Just all the friends I've got to make, all the experiences I've gotten to have, and all the things I've learned. I'm in the Vet Med Practicum program, so I get to go off campus and go intern at a vet clinic down in Santa Fe. So it's really just, it's really fun.
And you think it's setting you up for the future? What are your, yes, what are your plans after you graduate?
After I graduate, I should have my veterinary assistant certification, my CVA. So I plan on trying to get a job at a vet clinic, start helping pay for college funds so I can go to Blinn and then transfer to A&M.
Awesome. And you're planning on showing next week for the livestock show and auction. So we'll see you then. Thank you for speaking with us. And we're going to move now to, I believe it's the pigs.
Yes, ma'am.
And so while we're on the way, how much time does it take for students to raise these animals? You know, like Naomi, she's been here 4 years. And so how much work goes into raising these animals?
Countless hours. You know, students are expected to be out here twice a day, morning and evening, to feed and care for their animals. That includes cleaning their pens, feeding them, exercising them, training them how to show, grooming. So, you know, on average, these students could be out here 2 to 4 hours a day on top of their actual classwork that they're doing for all of their other courses. So it's definitely a dedication to the program.
Absolutely. And so we have another student here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can you introduce yourself and where you go to school?
Yeah, my name's Kelsey Bryan. I go to Clear Springs High School.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a current senior.
Awesome. And have you been in the program all 4 years?
I've actually been in it for 3 years. So I started a little bit late, but I think I've accomplished a pretty decent amount.
Absolutely.
In my 3 years.
Well, tell us what you're raising.
So this year I've been raising pigs for the last 3 years, but this year I decided to take on three of them. So I have a CCISD majors one and then a Galveston County pig.
So this pig right here, he'll be in the auction next week.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And what kind of work goes into raising not just one, but three animals?
Definitely a lot of dedication. Time management is a big one, making sure I stay on top of my schedule. And on top of that, making sure I'm still organized with coursework, because if I'm not doing well in the classroom, there's no point in me presenting animals.
Right. What's the one thing you think you've learned from this whole experience?
I definitely learned to do everything wholeheartedly within a program. I learned that the harder you work, the more results you get out of it. So definitely just appreciating the work I put in and doing everything to its fullest extent.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see you next week for the livestock show.
Thank you
for talking with us. Now we're going to head to another student. As we've seen, we see students of all ages. So can you describe what opportunities for some of those eighth graders right now, what they have coming into ninth grade?
Yes, ma'am. So as a student registers for courses as they're coming up to their ninth grade year, we highly encourage them to sign up for an agriculture science course. That's going to give them the ability to take or to be in an ag class and be part of the FFA program and give them all of these opportunities to raise livestock or one of our non-animal projects.
Absolutely. So we're going to head down to the goats. Lovely. So how many animals do you think we have here? Hold on 1 second. So can you introduce yourself and what school you go to?
Yes. So my name is Amory Perez and I go to Clear Lake High School.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
Awesome. And so who do we have here?
So here we have Wesley. He's one of my two show goats and he's for San Antonio Rodeo.
Awesome. And so what kind of effort does it take to raise? I think you said you had two animals, correct?
Yes.
What kind of effort does it take to raise these animals?
It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time and a lot of hard work. I'm up at the barn about 4 hours a day. But honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I plan on becoming an ag teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah.
For high school or for?
For high school.
High school.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so great. Well, thank you for talking with us.
Yes, of course.
We're going to go down here to one more student.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dykes from Clear Springs.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a 12th grader this year.
Awesome. How long have you been in the program?
I started my freshman year and it's kind of taken me in and now I'm forever in it.
Absolutely. How many animals are you raising?
So this year I'll have one goat and one lamb. But I'll have some for Houston, San Angelo, and plenty more.
And I think that's so interesting. You know, most people may think that that students like yourself are only raising one animal at a time, but you're raising 13. Is that common with students, especially the older students?
It's definitely common. when it comes to being an FFA, a lot of people love it. So, mm-hmm. like, I have friends that have 3 or 4. I'm probably the only one who has 13 at the barn this year. But last year, there was a kid who had about 8. And when I was my freshman year, a girl had 8. And some of us are just crazier than others. When I graduate, I want to become a veterinarian. So right now, I'm in a program where I get to get my CVA, where I get my certified vet assistant. And I'm going to go to a clinic and start working there. And I want to go to A&M. So I'll start college and then work my way up to become a vet.
I feel like everything you've learned over the past, you know, 4 years, especially in the program, has set you up for success in that?
Most definitely. Without being able to work on hands-on with large animals, I wouldn't be as comfortable with it. And because of it, I've been able to understand large animals. And then I also have small animals in my class. So getting to work with the small animals and in the vet clinic, it has familiarized, which most students don't have this opportunity.
What would you say to some eighth graders who may be interested, but don't really know, you know, where to start next year in ninth grade? What would be your biggest piece of advice for them?
I would definitely try, join a class and then jump all in. This is a program that you learn a whole bunch of different skills that other programs won't teach you, like responsibility. It's one thing to just, hey, can you go feed a dog? Then coming up here and being like, wow, I have to feed these many animals. And you get to learn responsibility and leadership, going to do LDEs and then CDEs mm-hmm. for career development events.
So just a lot of great opportunities to take advantage of, to really sometimes know what you're going to do, like yourself, outside of high school after you graduate.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Yes. Well, thank you so much for talking and good luck next week. And we're excited to showcase the 40th annual CCIC Livestock Show. So we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's it for our students. Do you think we missed anything?
If there was anything that we'd missed, I would just like to encourage our community, League City, Friendswood, Clear Lake, you know, Kima, everybody come out that's part of CCISD and abroad. Come out and support these hardworking kids for our 40th annual CCIC Livestock Show and Auction. Our auction is going to be on Thursday evening, the 20th. Dinner starts at 5 p.m. and the live auction activities start at 6:30. So come out and support some hardworking kids and let's raise those paddles often and drive those dollars up.
Absolutely. And for those who may not be able to make it, there are other opportunities to support these hardworking kids,
yes,
correct?
Yes, ma'am, there sure are. If you go to www.ccisd.net/livestock show, there are some links on there of ways that you can support the show and these students, whether that be a monetary donation through the form of an add-on, general sponsorship for the livestock show. There are definitely ways to help support. Contact me information there mm-hmm. as well. And we can find a way to help you support these kids.
And they're so deserving. And as we've seen today, so hardworking, and just this program blows me away every single time. So we know the 40th annual livestock show is going to be a huge success. But that's it for today. We hope you enjoyed this Car Rider Line on the Road. This video will be available for playback and published on our podcasting site. So be sure you subscribe so you're notified whenever there's a new episode. We have another one next week on course registration. We kind of talked a little bit about courses for next school year. So be sure to tune in next Wednesday to get some more information on that and where you need to be. So until then, we'll see you next time.